Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Julie DeYoung. I am a Windows Phone MVP and have been since 2008. I started first working with Windows mobile devices and then migrated over to Windows Phone devices. And now it looks like this fall we'll be moving back to Windows 10 mobile devices. I post frequently to Microsoft's Answers forums, posting under a Twitter handle of Prof. Julie or Professor Julie. And I also have a blog that I set up and have been publishing to since 2007 called pocketprimer.com. David Scammell is moderating the presentation today. He's been a Windows Phone MVP since 2011, and he posts frequently on a spiceworks.com website, which is a forum that's geared more towards IT professionals. And I think David will do a pretty good job of answering questions that come up during my presentation. My presentation really consists of a series of screenshots that I'm going to use to demonstrate various tips and techniques that you can use to maximize your use of your Microsoft account, specifically your Outlook.com and OneDrive accounts, and then how those accounts interact with the Windows Phone. And I'm going to be covering a lot of material, but don't worry, I've got lots of articles out on my blog that you can refer to later that will give you detailed instructions on most of the concepts that I am covering. Myself and David Scammell, and now I wanted to talk a little bit about the environment that we're working in. Nowadays, we're moving to a world where more and more of our data lives in the cloud. We connect our devices to the cloud, and the cloud feeds the data that we want to use to our devices. We can approach this world a couple of different ways. We might take a more hands-off approach where we basically just back up our data to the cloud and only use that data in a pinch or, you know, as our contingency in case our thumb drive or our computer fails us. We work with our data locally. We copy files to thumb drives. We sync directly to devices. And we work with locally installed apps and software. Or we could take a all-in approach where we store all of our data to the cloud. We use web apps exclusively to work with the data. And in this scenario, we wind up using our devices locally, similar to the way dumb terminals were used back before personal computers became prominent. Or we could take a more hybrid approach, which is the approach that I use, and I expect many of you use that same approach, which is where we store some of our data to the cloud, we store some data locally, we work with our data on locally installed software and apps, and then we may also work with our data via web apps, depending on where we are at the time, what computer we're sitting at, what our personal preferences are, our space limitations, and whether or not we have a good internet connection. In the early days of the cloud, I mostly followed a hands-off approach because internet connections were not reliable, and when they were around, I couldn't always count on them. I'm reluctant nowadays to follow an all-in approach because I kind of like having my data on my computer and to work with. And I really prefer using computer-installed software because I find them to be more powerful and have better features. So I use more of a hybrid approach. In the all-in approach or the hybrid scenarios, the cloud serves the devices that connect to it by letting us download files on an as-needed basis. And it also provides two-way synchronization of our more commonly used data. And in this cloud-oriented environment, the features, functionality, stability, and security of the cloud services become the prominent decision criteria that we should really be using. Devices we use to access those services really become a secondary consideration based mostly on what our personal preferences are. So even though I'm a Windows Phone MVP, I acknowledge that most of the functionality that I'm going to cover today can also be done on an Android-based device or on an iPhone, because now Microsoft has apps that provide the same kind of functionality to those devices. Nowadays, if you want to use an iPhone or an Android-based device to access your cloud, you can, and you'll have a lot of the same kinds of features and functionality. My choice still remains with Windows phones and Windows computers and Windows tablets. And so in today's presentation, I'm really going to be showing things using a Windows phone. So Microsoft's cloud consists of the items in this tile array that we see. The tiles represent a combination of data storage and web apps, with the data storage apps being Outlook.com and OneDrive, and the web apps being everything else. With any kind of Microsoft-oriented account, you wind up logging into the services via your Microsoft account credentials, which really are an email address that functions purely as a login and a password. Every Microsoft account includes email, contacts, calendars, OneDrive, along with other services like an Xbox subscription, personal billing information, and a myriad of other services. So you can think of your Microsoft account as being your personal relationship with Microsoft's products and services. And you can use as many of these services as you desire. You're not required to use any of them. So if we look at what an Outlook account consists of, we can pretty much isolate those items to being email, a people hub, and a calendar hub. A lot of people think that an Outlook.com account is email, but there's a lot more to an Outlook.com account than just email. Outlook.com started out with a lot of different things over the years. And this is just a quick little slide to show you what has actually become an Outlook.com account. When Microsoft decided to rebrand its services a couple of years ago, they discontinued the Windows Live services. A lot of those services fell under an Outlook.com account. Some of them fell under OneDrive. Some of them fell into some of the other services. We all have different Microsoft email addresses. I've got a Live email address. I have an Outlook.com email address. And I have an email address that I set up years ago when I just wanted to use MSN Messenger. And I used my personal ISP email address, which was the only email address I had at the time. That email address is the login that I use now on my Windows phone as my primary Microsoft account, and that email address ends with mindspring.com, so it doesn't have any kind of relationship to any of Microsoft's email addresses. So if we go back and we actually look at some of these items in a little bit more detail, we'll look at them first on the web, and then we'll go out and look at how they work with what we have on Windows Phone. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about email because I think most of us know what that is already. What I'm going to talk mostly about is the People Hub and the calendar. So if we go and we click and we look at the People Hub, I've obscured most of my personal data here, but you can see that this screen probably looks familiar to some of you. If you click the Manage option up here, you have several options underneath that. I'm not going to show a lot of detail about these, but you can clean up your contacts. So if you have duplicates, you can click that. Outlook will bring up some contacts that it thinks are duplicates, and you can make some decisions about those to delete them or merge them or whatever you want to do. If you accidentally delete contacts, either on your phone or on your Outlook.com account, you can come up here and click Restore Deleted Contacts. It'll bring up a screen, and then you can restore those contacts. You can export your contacts. When you use these export features, I think they're all going to be exporting out to a comma delimited file. And then if you come down here, you can actually import contacts into your Outlook.com account. I'm not going to spend a lot of time showing you those things today. You can explore those on your own. And I do have a couple of articles posted on the blog that tell you how to do some of those things. But if we go to our Windows phone and we take a look at the People Hub, this is what your People Hub is going to look something like. You're not going to have my picture in there. You'll have your own. A couple of things I want to bring to your attention here. There's these three dots that are at the right-hand corner of lots of Windows screens. If you click those dots, you're going to find a lot more options. And we'll click one of these dots a little bit later. But first, I just want to show you this. If you want to actually look at a real contact, you scroll down, choose the contact that you want to look at. Here's one of my contacts. Again, I've obscured her information. I wanted to just show you that if you want to know where that data is coming from, where it's being synced from to the phone, you can look up here, and I've highlighted this area with a red box, and you can see exactly where this is being synced from. And so you can see that this is one of my email accounts. I've got information syncing to this profile from Facebook and LinkedIn. Go back to this screen, we click the three dots, we now have some other options we can choose. If you're missing contacts, if you know you're syncing contacts to your phone and you can't find them on the phone, if you come over here and you click the three dots and you come down here and hit settings, it'll bring up this settings menu. And a lot of times what's happening is your contact list is just being filtered. So if you click the filter contact list, you get another screen and you can go through and put check marks in the boxes to basically turn them on or turn them off of your view in the People Hub. The contacts are still on the phone whether or not you're viewing them or not. This is just filtering them out of your view, and you can see on my phone I'm filtering out the LinkedIn contacts because I don't want all of that information showing up on my phone all the time. If I wanted to view it, I can come in here and click it and it'll show up again. That was pretty much what I wanted to show you in the People Hub. Now let's go and take a look at the Calendar Hub. So if we hit Calendar while we're in the Outlook.com account, we're going to see something that looks like this. Again, I've obscured much of the data here, much of my personal data. One of the things I want to show you how to do is I want to show you how you can share your calendar with anybody else. I know I've seen a lot of questions recently on the forums about how do I share my calendar with my family or with my work buddy, and all you really need to do is come up here and hit this share option. So if you come up here and hit the share option, it'll show you the different calendars that are associated with your account, and you can click on any of these calendars and it'll take you to a share dialog that you can then key in the person's email address, the person or person's email address that you want to share your calendar with. If you click down here, you can select the share privileges that you want to allow that person to have. If you leave them as a co-owner, they're going to have full access to everything in your calendar, and you can look at the different levels of access you can provide. Once you've chosen that, you hit share, and your calendar is now shared with that other person. When that other person logs into their Outlook.com account, either online or from their phone or anything else that they're logging into it, they're going to see your calendar as one of the calendars that they have. And if you click the gears icon up here, it shows all of the calendars that are shared or stored with your Outlook.com account. And you can click these little check marks here and you can filter them on or off of your view. If you click the options, you can go and choose the colors that you want the calendars to show up down here. And I'm not really going to go into that. You can explore that when you have time. Let's go and look at the Calendar Hub on Windows Phone now. If we hit the Calendar Hub on Windows Phone, we click Calendar. Again, we're brought to a calendar that's got the three dots in the lower corner. Sometimes, again, I'll see questions on the forums about people who can't find their calendar. They're syncing a calendar. They don't know why it's not showing up. A lot of times it's because it's being filtered off. So if you click the three dots in your lower right-hand corner and you hit Settings, you now see the full set of calendars that are being synced to your phone, and you can go through and click in the boxes to either filter them on or filter them off to show them in your calendar view here. And I don't, you know, I kind of went through that screen a little fast. You can also view tasks. If you sync tasks to your phone, you can see them there as well. So now I want to pause for a minute to see if you have any questions about contacts or calendar in Outlook.com or on the phone before I move on to the next piece, which is where I'm going to look at OneDrive. Any questions? Okay, so we'll move on to OneDrive now. So if we go back and we click OneDrive, there are really a lot of different variations of OneDrive. There's OneDrive for business and OneDrive for personal. I'm really going to just talk about OneDrive for personal use. The business OneDrive version has a lot of different nuances based on the type of Office 365 account you use, if you even use an Office 365 account. So I'm not going to get into Office 365. I'll leave that to someone else. So if you go into OneDrive.com, this is what your view is going to look like. And there are a lot of options on this screen. It's kind of a busy screen. If you want to share a file or a folder in OneDrive, right now you just click on any of the items that you want to share. So if I go over here and click Documents, and keep an eye on what happens up here in this black bar. You can see now there are other options. I've got a check mark up here in the corner, and you can see now that there are other options up here that I can do with this particular folder. So if I come up here and I hit Share, I'm now able to go and input in email addresses that people that I want to share that particular folder with and all of the data within that folder. So you can key in as many people as you want, put in any kind of quick note to them, and then you can come down here and click this area, recipients can only view, and you, if you click the down arrow, you can make that view or edit, and then if you click the next down arrow, recipients don't need a Microsoft account, you can choose to make it so that they have to have a Microsoft account or that they don't need a Microsoft account altogether. When you hit the share button, an email gets sent from your Outlook.com account to the individuals that you put in the to dialog, and they'll either be able to click and view your files or they'll be able to click and edit your files based on what your permissions were that you gave them. If we return back to the main OneDrive screen, we can go over here and click the shared link here to actually view all of the files that are being shared with this account, with me in this account. And you can scroll down this screen and view them all. I've got quite a lot because I have a lot of Outlook.com accounts. And if we're back in our main screen, there are a couple other areas I just want to bring your attention to. The first is this camera roll. It's called SkyDrive Camera Roll because when I first started using it, OneDrive was called SkyDrive and it wasn't renamed. But this is where all of my pictures are uploaded automatically from my phone to my OneDrive account. If I click over here to music, this is where my music that can now play, stream through my from OneDrive to my phone. I can click that and view the music that I've uploaded to OneDrive, and we'll come back and look at that a little bit more later on. I want to take a look now at the OneDrive app that is on Windows Phone. It's gotten a recent update. And it's provided a whole lot of really nice functionality, and I want to just explore some of that new functionality with you all a little bit. So I'm going to take a look at the app, and I'm going to first show you how you can use the app to search all of the files and folders in your OneDrive account. So if you come over here and you click this little search icon, you'll be brought to a menu or a screen where you can key in your search terms or a word that you want to search on. You hit the Enter key on your Windows Phone keyboard, and it brings up all the files in OneDrive that that it searched for that have that word either as the title of the file or within the file. So it actually looks at the text in the file. Now let's take a look at how you can actually set the OneDrive up to access multiple accounts. I actually use about 5 different Microsoft accounts that are for my own personal use. And so this is a really nice feature. So if I come over here and I back to the main screen and I click this, I guess this is called a hamburger icon. If I click that, I come down here and I can click this area, add an account. You can see I've already got two OneDrive accounts set up on my phone. And then I can input in the email address of the next account, hit the next button, key in my password, and now that account is now part of my OneDrive app. And I can access any of the information through the OneDrive app by clicking on any one of these items. It's not a comprehensive list of files and folders. You click each one individually, and when you click that's the OneDrive account that you'll actually be able to see the data from when you go back and you're looking at your files in the OneDrive app. Now let's take a look at adding a PIN code. You can protect the OneDrive app from somebody accidentally getting in and seeing your files or deleting your files or working with your files. You can do that through a PIN code. So if you come back here and you click the hamburger button again, you'll get back to this main screen. You'll come over here to settings, and you'll see this PIN is now turned off. If you click the PIN, you now are taken to a screen where you input in your four-digit PIN number twice, and now the PIN number is turned on. And then if you exit the app, the next time you bring it up on your phone, you're going to be prompted to input your four-digit PIN. Now, this is all pretty nice and good. However, it's not really very secure. When I tried it out on my own, I went out and looked to see if this PIN actually protected the same files in the Office Hub or in my Photo Hub, and it doesn't. So I had to let Microsoft know about that. Hopefully it'll become a little bit more secure. This feature is a really cool feature. You can now create virtual albums from your phone. It used to be if you wanted to create an album and share it with your family and friends, you had to go through and basically copy your photos from your camera roll to another folder that you then went and shared with your family and friends. But now you can create albums on the fly. It doesn't require any copying to a new folder. And so you don't have that redundancy sitting up there in your OneDrive account. So what you do is you come over here, again, you're going to come over here and click Albums, and then you'll come down here and click New Album, put in the name of the album that you want to create, click the check mark, and then you can go through and scroll through all of the pictures that are stored on OneDrive and select the ones that you want to include in the album. The pictures are going to show up in chronological order. So I've got a lot of pictures, and you can just scroll down and click, 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 click the ones that you want to show. Once you've selected all the pictures that you want to show, you hit the check mark. And this now is showing the pictures that I selected for my Out and About album. I only selected three. If I click the three little dots in the corner, I have other options. I can now pin this album to my phone screen, the home screen of the phone, which is really pretty nice. If I want to show off a bunch of pictures to people and make it really easy for myself, I can just pin that album. And I can do some other things, but I really want to focus on now I want to share that album with my family and friends. So I click, go over here and click this share icon. And then I can either invite people to the album or I can just share a link. So if I invite people to the album, I'm taken to a dialogue screen that looks pretty familiar. I input their email address, I add a quick note, an email gets sent, and then they can click the link in the email to actually view the album in OneDrive. Or if I go back to this screen and I select share a link, that link will be view only. And then I can actually share the link to Twitter, Facebook, any email address, text messaging, any place I might want to share it. If I go back to OneDrive to see where that album is that I just created, and come over here, go back to Photos, this shows all of my photos that are stored in OneDrive. I can go up here and click Albums, and there's the album that I just created. So while we're here, let's take a quick look at the music folder. If we click music, here are the albums that I've uploaded to my OneDrive account. And actually, I've got it organized by artist. It doesn't really matter how you organize it here, just so long as your music is sitting within the music folder. If I clicked each of these items, and I'm not going to click any of them, but if I click my Indigo Girls folder, you know, you'll see all of the albums that I've got for the Indigo Girls, and I really like the Indigo Girls, so I've got a lot of their music uploaded to OneDrive. So if I click any of those, that's where my music is. Now, the beautiful thing about this is that recently Microsoft updated the Xbox Music app on Windows Phone, and now you can stream the music that you have uploaded to OneDrive to your phone. So if you open up the Music app on the phone, and bring it over to this screen. I'm going to click the Artists option because that's how I've got my music organized on OneDrive, just so I can show it to you. And this is going to show all of the music that I have. If I click this area that's shown in green, I can choose to play music that's just stored on the phone. I can stream any music that's on OneDrive, or I can through a combination of both, I have access to all of the music. Right now, I've got it set to streaming, so it's going to stream any music that's on OneDrive. And since I also subscribe to an Xbox Music Pass, it's going to show that music too. But if you don't subscribe to an Xbox Music Pass, it will only show the music that you have uploaded to your OneDrive account. Now, there's also a feature where you can manually sync this list to your phone. So if you are out on your computer and you've uploaded a lot of new music to OneDrive, there is a little bit of a delay for it to automatically upload the music streaming list on your phone. But if you want to go ahead and manually sync that, you can go out to this screen by hitting the breadcrumbs in the lower right-hand corner, and you can click this Sync Now button. Now, this is kind of a misnomer because you're really not syncing the music to your phone. You're just syncing your list of music to the phone. If you synced all of the music to your phone, you'd fill up your phone's memory really fast, and I don't think any of us really want to do that. So I want to stop here for a minute and talk a little bit about what you saw on OneDrive and see if there are any questions that you have before I move on to the last part of my presentation, which is where I'm going to talk a little bit about the Office Hub. Any questions? Okay, what is it? One question.
We have one question. It says, any future plans to handle a basic scenario?
Well, someone's asking if there are any future plans to handle a basic scenario where you can reply to an incoming email and attach a document stored in OneDrive on the Windows phone. The answer to that question is I don't know. That is a question that is raised often in the forums. Right now, if you are replying to an email, the only documents that you are able to attach are those that are photos. And so it's always been a problem not being able to attach Office documents. One would hope that with Windows 10 Mobile, we'll have that capability on Windows Phone, but I don't know that for sure. We'll just have to wait and see. It certainly has been requested. I'm sure it's on Microsoft's radar. Any other questions before we move on to talk a little bit about the Office Hub? Okay, let's go and talk to the Office Hub. Let's go and talk about the Office Hub. Okay. So if we go back and we choose Office Online from this little set of tiles, it's actually going to bring us to a screen that looks something like this. This screen seems a little bit ambiguous to me because it's just really a bunch of tiles that we've already seen elsewhere. You can click this See All Office Options and you basically can get some marketing information about Office 365 and some of the other Office products that are available. But if we go and we look at the Office Hub, on the phone itself. There's a lot of redundancy here from what we saw under the OneDrive app. It's just a kind of a different view of things. So if we go to the Office Hub, you can click on documents that are stored on your phone. You can look at email opened attachments. Now, I've played around with this opened attachments feature, and these are attachments that have been attached to the email that's your Microsoft account email address that you've opened on the phone that are Office documents. So if you open up a PDF file, it's not going to show up. But if you open up a Word or Excel or PowerPoint file, it will show up when you click there. If you click the OneDrive place, you'll see the same files that you saw before through the OneDrive app, oriented a little bit differently. But you'll see the same files. And you can click a folder, and it'll open up that folder and show the individual files within that folder. And now I'm going to click this Epilogue Books file. It's an Excel file that I know is password protected. Used to be that you couldn't open up password protected Office files on the phone, but now you can, although your use of the file is going to be pretty limited because you can view it, but you can't edit it. If the file is not password protected, it'll just open right up. But if it's password protected, you'll be prompted first to input your password. If we go back to this OneDrive area and click it again, we can swipe over a screen, and here are all of the documents and folders that are shared with our account. And we can click any of those folders or any of those documents to open up and open files and work with files. If you look down this, you can see underneath in this lighter gray print where the documents are being shared from, the account that the documents are being shared from. And you can see I have a Prop Julie, a Julie's Work, I Am Julie, Julie's Something. These are all of my different Microsoft accounts. I have multiple accounts, and in order for me to be able to use them easily on my phone, I went and shared them all with my main Microsoft account email address, which is that mindspring.com email address. And I can now work with all of those files within the Office Hub and within my OneDrive app. Down here, this is actually a folder that's shared with me by one of my sisters. And the last thing I wanted to talk a little bit about was if every now and then you may click a link in an email, that basically is bringing you to a file or folder in an account that you don't have permission to use, and you will see an error that looks something like this. And this kind of error message generally indicates that there's a sharing violation or some kind of problem with the shared file. This was confusing to me at first when I started trying to use the documents that I have in some of my other Microsoft accounts on my Windows phone. And what I discovered was that I just needed to go out and share the file or the folders from the account I was trying to use to the Microsoft account that I'm using on the phone. And once I fixed that, then I was able to access all of those files and folders without any problem. So that concludes my discussion of Office, the Office Hub, and my presentation. Are there any questions that anyone would like to ask?
And again, I just want to remind our audience, if you would like to ask a question, please do so by typing your question.
Well, to conclude, I just want to give you my email address or my website address. If you want to hook up with me on LinkedIn, I'm there as I Am Julie. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to interacting with you in the forums and through my website.